Each week, the Lutheran Hour radio program answers questions about God, faith, and other spiritual issues. Here's this week's segment.
And now Pastor Gregory Seltz responds to questions from listeners. I'm Mark Eicher. Listener writes, Pastor Seltz, in the story of Philip converting the Ethiopian eunuch, we read here about an adult who first believes before he's baptized. Mm-hmm. Why then do we, along with most Christians, baptize infants before we know if they believe? So this is a which comes first type of question.
Well, first, Mark, before discussing which comes first or not, the key question is, what is a sinful person's status before God, infant or adult?
Why is that important?
Well, when most people start speaking about coming to faith in Jesus as a series of steps, they imply clearly or not so clearly that human beings can, even as sinners, make their way towards God. And the Bible paints a very different picture than that.
How so?
Well, in Ephesians 2, it says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. It also says in verse 3 that we are by nature children of wrath, and that includes infants and adults. And it also says that faith is a gift of God. But you know, there's even more to think about here. In the Bible, there are two major themes, the law and the gospel.
It's all God's word, but law and gospel have radically different content and effects.
Absolutely. The law is a reflection of God's holiness, and it demands that we be holy in thought, word, and deed. And as we try to follow it, we actually become more aware of our sin, more aware of our utter helplessness before God, as Paul teaches in Romans 7. The gospel, then, is what God does alone for sinners. You know, the gospel, John 3:16, is his free gift of salvation through the person and the work of Jesus for all who will believe. And remember, even faith is a gift.
And how do you relate that to baptism and this question of whether it comes before or after a public declaration of faith?
Well, that's a good question. If baptism then is a gospel word, then it's God's work, God's gift to us, and not our gift to God. And that's really important because it eliminates all this talk about what do I have to do first or second or third. In Matthew 28, Jesus talks about making disciples by baptizing and by teaching them. What he's clearly saying is that these are his things to create disciples. They are not things we do to have faith.
So then when we ask, is it hear the word, then be baptized, or baptized and then hear the word, you're saying it's not an either or this first, then second type of question. It's both and.
Right. You know, the Bible says in Romans 10 that faith comes by hearing the word of God. It's God's word that brings dead in their trespass sinners to gracious, life-giving faith.
What about baptism then?
Well, baptism is being washed in that word, being washed in the powerful name of the Father who created you, the Son who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who gives you life. Same word. Mm-hmm. You know, actually think about it this way. The powerful word of God comes in words you can hear, see, touch, and taste. Every way that we literally need to come to know things, God is there to share his gospel, his good news.
So don't make a distinction about what comes first, what comes second. Baptize and teach, teach and baptize.
Mark, I couldn't have said it better. You know, we use the gifts that God has given us, his gospel gifts, to engender and to sustain faith. To the infant, we baptize, then teach. To the adult, we teach, then baptize. But we also make sure that people realize and celebrate both of these as God's gracious gifts to them to create and sustain their faith.
We should also include the Lord's Supper as part of this discussion in much the same way.
Well, right. We can even taste and see that the Lord is good, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for in that same way, this Word of God, Jesus, God in the flesh, comes to us through his words, his water, bread, and wine, so that we can know and believe in him for life and salvation.
Precious gifts that create and sustain God's precious gift of faith, no matter what your age. Very good. Thank you, Pastor Seltz. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.
To submit your own question, visit LutheranHour.org. Please understand that many subjects may have been answered previously or may not be appropriate for airing.